Greetings. I'm Dave.
And I'm Adam.
And this is All Things Movies and Sports.
Yet
episode
again.
Two.
Dos amigos.
Dos. Yeah, so just a couple of mates shooting the shit, talking about some comic book movies that we enjoy, and a bit of sport.
Because we like sport.
We love sport. Yeah. Been plenty of sport on recently too, so it's been great.
Oh, Olympics. Oh, right in the thick of it.
Yeah, it's so good. And
Australia
picked
a bit early though.
Well, you know, I always think we do well in the first week.
Yeah, and swimming. Return of the Mac.
Yeah, yeah, he did well. He did. Oh, you know what was great Mac. Though was that
I won't sing.
The Chinese guy. No, no,
I know
boys,
you want me
it was
to.
Great. Yeah, no, the Chinese guy. I'm king. He no one beats me in 1500. Didn't qualify. Didn't qualify. That was just absolutely
and apparently
brilliant.
He pisses purple.
Oh,
did you hear that?
What recently?
Yeah, some French dude came out during the week and said he pisses purple. You didn't hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
That's great.
So apparently if you're injecting, you're going to piss purple. Yeah.
Well, that'll happen. Yeah.
That will happen, yeah. So that's what we do.
Yes. All right. So
sport.
Well, we should do the movies bit first.
I think we should do the movies bit first, yeah.
So,
what are we going to do this week, Dave?
This week, we're going to review Guardians of the Galaxy.
Rock and roll.
Oh, absolutely brilliant movie. I had a fantastic time watching it again. I can't even remember how many times I've seen it now. And,
quite a few.
Do you know how many?
I haven't been keeping count.
You've lost count, yeah.
We did watch it last night. And
did you?
Yeah, we did. Nice. I had to refresh, mate.
Yeah, I was actually watching it this morning. Yep.
Oh, yeah? You get a refresher? Yeah.
Yep. So, Guardians of the Galaxy, 2014. As IMDb gives it a 8.1 out of 10.
Yeah.
And so the tagline or synopsis, if you will, a group of intergalactic criminals are forced to work together to stop a fanatical warrior from taking control of the universe. Wow.
That pretty much sums it up.
Sounds amazing.
Pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
Gets you right down, right in the waters.
Yeah, yep. I thought it was very well written. Very funny and
very funny.
Yeah, it's just I was just very happy with, like, very, very impressed with it overall. Thought it was really good.
Yeah, we'll probably cover this later on, but I was a bit I didn't know too much about Guardians at all before they started, you know, advertising or whatever in the media. But I've done a little bit of reading before it came out, not too much.
Yep.
So I knew what to expect, but I definitely wasn't expecting what the movie brought.
Nice.
Yeah. It had everything.
Yep, absolutely.
I thought he covered off on, done it really well.
Yep. I remember I was pretty psyched to see it after you'd actually seen it first.
Yeah.
And we're at
Gold
Class. Oh yeah, nice.
Yeah.
We're at the pub.
Yeah, and, that's right. We were.
And I said to
Kingo.
Adam. No, it wasn't Kingo. It was the Turner, the Ruck.
Ah,
oh, Turner.
Ruck. Yeah. Yep.
And I said to Adam, he was lining up to get a drink. And I said, so what do you think, mate? And he's gone, best Marvel movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And I thought, holy shit. All right. That's a
at
big
the
call.
Time.
That's
yeah.
A big call.
Yeah. For sure.
And yes, after seeing it, completely agree. Could not agree anymore. And then Daredevil came on. But anyway, what did I say? Daredevil.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, definitely not Daredevil.
Yeah.
We'll get to that one. We'll get
well,
to
we,
that
we
one
should,
at some stage.
Well, we should, shouldn't we?
Of course, yeah.
We've got to do it. Yeah.
We'll do it.
I think we've got to watch it again.
You know what I think we should do? I think what we should do for that one.
What?
Is, you haven't watched the Marvel ones? The Netflix ones, have you?
Yes, I'm working my way through them.
Okay, righto.
Yeah.
So we should do, for that one, I think we should do a movie versus TV show type thing with that.
That's
actual,
a good idea. Did you just come up with that?
Just things happen like that, you know? They just come to me.
Did you think on your feet?
Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right. Guardians.
Let's get into it.
We had a few talking points
that we
go through and we make notes on.
Let's kick it off.
All right, after you.
All right, so best line in the movie we've got. So I'm going to go, I've got a couple. And these made me laugh. That was good English. These made me laugh. These ones. So
They still make you laugh.
They still make me laugh. Yeah. They still make me.
Yeah.
We've got good English. So, first one, I love the perfect sorcery bit from Gamora.
Yep.
Just because it takes me back. And this and the Behold, when Quill shoots out of the kiln.
Oh, yeah.
And Drash goes, Behold. To me, that's just like ye old English. you expect that from like Henry V. Like that. I'm going back. So I just found it funny and it made me laugh. And that's why I like those lines. There's lots to choose from.
Yep.
But I'm going to say those two because every time I watch it, they always, without
they always get you.
Up. Yeah.
Yep. I had, those are both good. Yep. My favourite ones, I've only written one here, but I do actually have a second one. So the one I have written down was "We're just like Kevin Bacon" when
they're at the front, in the same area, wasn't it? When they're out on the,
they're fighting in the, not fighting, but they're flying in the in his
spaceship. Oh, sorry, it's just like Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, we're just like Kevin Bacon. Yeah, and then the other one is "Good thing you don't have a flashlight." It's like a blue light, sorry, because it's like a Jackson Pollock painting up in here.
Yeah.
That, you know.
He has cool, you got issues.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's right. We'll just leave that up. Yeah, we're okay. Yeah, pretty funny.
Yeah. All right.
Liked it. Definitely.
All right, what do you think? What was your favourite part of the movie?
Part? I've got a... Groot at the end.
Just Groot?
No, not just him, but I will say amongst the lots, right at the end.
Yep.
Whenever he just sticks all those dudes and then just dominates the shit out of them.
Yeah, that is good.
Pulls it back and gives a cheeky little smile.
He does give it, that is a good smile. Yeah.
That was good. There was lots of moments, but I think that one, because he just dominates the shit out of dudes, yep. So...
Yeah. I'd like when Rocket is saying out the plan, like telling everyone the plan when they're on the prison, and he does the first little bit, and then Groot just turns around and goes off and grabs. So we need to get that battery, but just make sure that we get that last because everything's going to shut down. At the same time, he's in the background taking the thing out and then just jumping. Yep.
And improvise.
Yeah, that's right.
Can we just go back to favorite parts? I've got...
Yeah.
I had another one written down.
Absolutely.
So, the start. So, the very start. Not the very start. The next scene after the very start, because that was pretty solemn.
Yeah.
The start of it with his mum and all the rest of it. And dad.
Actually, can I...
Absolutely.
With that bit.
Yeah.
The grandfather.
Yep.
Kicking him out when she was dying.
Oi. That is bullshit.
Ray said the last thing last night. What do you do? You kick the kid out.
Why would you kick the kid out?
I said, well, maybe you don't want him grieve. To... Maybe you don't want the kid to see.
Ah, that's bullshit.
Dying.
No.
Actually, Ray said the fucking same thing last night.
That's bullshit.
Let the kid be there with his mother in her last breath.
But then again, if he didn't kick him out, he wouldn't have run outside and then he wouldn't have got picked up.
It would have been the shortest movie.
It would have been a shit movie. Yeah, like, oh, great. We just see his mum died.
Good.
Yeah.
And it's over. Yeah.
All right, roll credits.
Yeah. No, but still, you know.
I just thought that was...
Anyway.
My bit was...
Sorry, I just interrupted you there.
No, that's all right. No, I don't mind. That's what we're all about.
I just had to get that out,
Sit on your chest. No, that's fine. Mine was when we meet him, and he's on the planet, and it's real eerie, and the music's fucking there, and it's serious.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the gets flexing at the thing, and... Maps that thing and he walks in and then he does it all quiet, puts on some tunes, rocks a beat and then just goes dancing. Because to me, once again, you didn't know what to expect when I first seen it. And then that happens, you're like, whoa, man, what the fuck is this? This is...
Picks up that rap.
Yeah.
Thing
and sings in me. He's just, but he's just like, nothing worries him. Like, you're a human. You think there's all this shit going on. There's skeletons of some fucking funky beast or whatever. And there's eels and shit that are... three times the size here.
Yeah.
And you're just like, sweet, I'm just going to sing this out. Yeah. I just thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
And yeah, That's all. And the song too. I guess the soundtrack to.
The soundtrack. Yeah, we'll come back to
kick
that.
Kick ass. Yeah, we definitely got it.
Yep.
But yeah, I thought it just set the tone for the movie, and I was immediately like relaxed. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this is good.
Give me more. I want more. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So that would be my parts. I would say.
Parts. Yeah. Yep. I just thought the whole thing was good, so I don't necessarily have a favourite part as such.
Okay.
But one of the things that I did find absolutely hysterical, for some stupid reason I can't explain, was dance off, bro. he's like, what are you doing? Dance off, bro. he's like, send it your way. Take it back.
So you can't tell me, though, whenever you've been drunk at a club that you've done a dance off. Have you challenged anyone to a dance-off, ever?
Oh, look,
I have.
I can't.
I don't think I always win, but...
I'm going to say I probably have.
Yeah.
To which I'd... Oh, no, I do remember. Yeah?
Yeah,
yeah, I think I may have... anyway, yeah. Yeah. Let's just leave it at that. Yeah. I didn't get naked. Let's...
Didn't sustain any injuries?
No.
Well, that's good.
No. But there was a stripper pole involved. Let's just leave it at that. And I may have been on a table in Thailand.
They're not
Thailand
hygienic
somewhere.
At
but
all.
Anyway,
stripper poles.
No.
No.
Especially not in Thailand. No.
I would not. I would
not. Anyway. so moving on.
Yeah. That's the worst place to get anybody with a stripper pole.
I was fully clothed. It's okay.
Well, that's all right. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. You're in a sperm suit.
No.
I said sperm suit for a reason because there's probably sperm on that pole.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was afterwards. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Whoa.
No. So, you've got a next question? Being landscape, visual effects.
Yeah.
What
did
you like?
I just thought the whole thing was good. Like, but
because there was visual effects the whole way through.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Couldn't. Yeah. No. Xander. I thought the way they did like the city layout.
Yep.
Of Xander was pretty good.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the way,
when they were watching the battle, how it was just like the hologram of the city
on the thing.
Glenn Close was looking at. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Glenn Close in it.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
That was a shock.
Yeah.
Nova Prime,
yeah.
She killed it. So I'm going to say outstanding all over. Yeah, I thought that, because it relied heavily on it.
Yep.
Groot, Rocket, being the two. CGI characters.
Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously they had to do a lot of work on them. But I thought they were done really well. But one particular thing that sticks with me, so I'm just going back to the first time I seen it and what I remember just blew my mind the first time. So yeah. So I won't say the whole movie, but I will say the Nowhere.
Oh,
so
yeah,
the
yeah,
celestial
yeah.
being, head, whatever. Yep. I thought just going when they were flying into that and just the colours... and the way they went into Nowhere and everything, you know, this mining colony just reminded me of Worms and Lemmings.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, cool. That's what came to mind when they were going in. I don't know why. But anyway, I just thought that was done really well.
And nice.
Just blew my mind.
Nice.
Not that it's hard to do that. But that and when you said not that the final battle scene, well, the whole segment, I guess, going from the Ravagers, then the air fight, and then Dan, yeah, I thought that was...
Yep.
Yeah, really well done. So that's that's my thoughts on that one.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Righty. So main characters.
Next. Yep.
I don't think you could have got a better cast.
In going through these questions earlier today, I was thinking. I don't know if you've had this problem either with this one. Where you're like, but all you can see is that person in it.
Yeah, I couldn't have thought of anyone else to play those characters.
Yeah. We did this last week with Deadpool.
Yeah, that's right, too.
But he, who else could you have do these roles now, knowing that you've seen these characters?
Seen them in
actors?
That role. No one else would be better than them. Yeah, no.
Nah, I can't. Like,
no.
You think of Dave Bautista?
He was good.
I thought he rocked it, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know about you, but not that I knew anything about it to start with, but... I was worried. I'm like, Dave Bautista, what's he been in? He's a wrestler. Oh, he'd been in that Iron Fist movie that was, I'm pretty sure. It was. I think Rach maybe watched that. Iron Fist, I think it had one of the dudes from Wu-Tang in it. I don't remember, man. It was fucking shit.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, I was a little bit worried, but I was surprised, and I was gladly surprised. He kicked it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, boom shakalaka.
He didn't really have to act much.
No, he didn't have to do like a Matt Damon.
Yeah. Zoe Saldana.
Mm.
Great.
Yeah.
Played that well.
Did you at all have a thing for green chicks after it, by any chance? No?
Anyway.
Alright.
Yeah, but there was lots of coloured people there.
There were lots of coloured people.
There was pink and green and blue.
Yeah, all the colours of the rainbow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But it's funny though, we say that, because she's actually played a green character and a blue character. Because she was the Avatar, the main character from Avatar.
Yeah, she was too, eh?
Neytiri. Obviously, you know, it was CGI'd off her. But
how did I not pick that up?
I don't know. How did you not?
I don't know.
But also, she's Uhura in Star Trek.
Yeah.
So there's all...
Wait, her roommate?
Yeah, she was green.
Yeah.
Whoa. So, you know.
Is there something going on there?
Mind blown.
Blown. Gone.
Yeah. And I thought Bradley Cooper did the voice really well for
Do you try and picture, Rocket? You know, when there's characters like that, you know, even some of this, you know, the DreamWorks stuff or whatever, the children's things, where you know that there's, you know, that particular actor is the voice of that. I try and pitch their face.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you try and do that?
Yeah,
I still can't
put You can't put together. Bradley Cooper with that?
No, like, I know it's him.
Yeah.
You know, and there's definitely certain stages where that's definitely him. But there's someone like, I got an
18 vibe.
Oh, did you?
From Bradley Cooper with this movie. Just the way that... I just thought those two characters for him sort of had a similarity. So.
Have you seen American Sniper?
Yeah. It was a good character. Like, you played that well.
Yeah.
I think one of my favourite Bradley Cooper movies though is Limitless.
Yeah.
That movie. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it was really well done.
That is a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they went and fucked it up by making a TV show.
It was a TV show. Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
I never watched.
He did a little bit of a cameo in it, but
not really.
Yeah, I couldn't get into it, so stopped watching it. Yeah.
Yeah, Limitless. Did that come out a while ago? Eh, I didn't mind that. Actually, I think I saw that down in Watsonia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How cool was that place?
It's fantastic. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah, balls. Anyway. So yeah, performances.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Could not pick anyone. Yeah. Yep. You know what though? Little side note: whenever I see Benicio del Toro in a movie, I always think he's going to sound like he did in Usual Suspects. Like, that was the first time I saw him in something. That's how I just think he sounds. Like, I picture him. Everything he says, it's in that. Like, that's how I hear it. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I just can't break that connection.
Like Ricky Bobby's mate.
John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
He was a crack up, yeah.
Yeah, he was
good. I don't think anyone's 100% a dick.
Yeah. I reckon there is. There's got to be 100% dicks out there. I've met some.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. Especially in...
I think he was just being nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you watch Archer?
I do.
You know
is he in it?
No, but I'll give you someone else who is in Archer. Where's your mouse? Where are you going? So just scroll down on the thingo.
Yeah.
The guy, him. That guy, Peter...
Oh, really? Is he really?
That guy. He does a voice in Archer. He's the guy that Cyril gives the codes to.
Cyril Fergus.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. He's the one that gives the codes to... That Cyril gives the codes to when he has those two Asian ninjas.
Yeah.
So there's an Archer. So that's a little side thing we should do. We should have like a link back to Archer.
If we can. Yeah, all right.
So that's our link back to Archer from...
from this one.
From this movie.
We didn't have one for...
Because we just thought of it then.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you on that one.
On Deadpool?
Yeah.
Link back to Archer. Does it have to be a direct link or can it be, you know...
Yeah, someone who was in...
Someone was in it or...
Someone who was in the movie who voices...
Was in the same movie as
Archer. No, it has to be that. Yeah.
Okay. Alright. Well, or challenge.
Or the 6 degrees of...
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I'm sure we'll find that anyway. Yeah. We'll work on that for the next one. Yeah.
Alright. We don't know what we're going to do next week. We'll wait till the end.
We'll
just wing it on...
Yeah.
As we do. Alright, so the plot.
very happy with it.
Yeah.
It was because, you know, it was an origin movie.
Yep.
So I think it set the characters up well to make them a team.
Yep. Happy.
Yeah. I didn't think it left anything unfinished. I like the way they left Yondu, where he got the troll doll.
Yeah.
So that's a thing that's going to be in the next one, obviously. Yondu's going to be there to try and attack him, as always.
Get troll doll.
It was a good story.
Yeah, I think so too. So coming, I guess, did you know anything about
it? Absolutely nothing about it either. Yep.
And you didn't get lost?
No.
With it? Felt like characters were explained?
Yep.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what, I did too. Did you see the little crossover to the other Marvel universe?
With... Oh, in the collector's thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was a lot, actually, in
this. Yes.
There was a lot.
So I think
the Dark Elves, the...
Yeah.
Chikari, or whatever they want to call those dudes. It was Cosmos.
Yep.
You know, the character, the dog.
Yep.
He's Russian. He's in the comics, he runs the security for Nowhere.
That's awesome. Yeah. Is that going to be something now, do you think?
I don't know. After,
because he's now escaped from
that.
Yeah,
I don't know. But yeah, he's
pretty cool.
He's Russian.
That's pretty cool. Right.
Yeah. Yep. In the comics, yeah, it's worded as a Russian would.
As if a Russian would.
Russian would,
say
yeah.
It.
Before, yes. Yeah. but yeah, so I thought that was good having him in it.
Yep.
There was, well, there's speculation. I think we're going to touch on this later on, but may as well hit it now.
Yeah.
But so in there was, you saw the back of a creature that was red, and there was people saying that was Beta Ray Bill. And Beta Ray Bill's this horse-looking dude that's in the Thor world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's an alien from another place, and they reckon there's only one person that can wield Thor's hammer.
Yeah.
But he picked it up once and used it in a comic series.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Right.
And Odin said that he was pretty worthy and fucking mad, so he made him up a hammer, and he's got a hammer too, and he wears, he's similar to Thor and what he wears.
Right.
And that, but he's from a different dimension and a different world and planet.
So is he going to be in that Thor?
I don't know. I haven't read anything to say he is, but that was only speculation that he was in the glass thing, but whether it's true or not, who knows. But another one in there was the cocoon. Did you see that cocoon-looking thing that looked like a tree? It was spread out the bottom
window. Yep.
So that, once again, is all speculation. No one really knows. But I think it's Adam Warlock, who's this really powerful dude. It's in the Guardians universe. That he's a super being. Can fly, do shit, he's strong, creates fucking spells and shit. But I think that's how he, in a couple of the series, he regenerates himself by going into this cocoon thing. So, he's down his luck, just a poor little buddy that had a big bender. Needs to get back on his feet again, he goes in his cocoon, and then comes back out like a beautiful butterfly.
Oh,
but he's not really a butterfly, yeah. But anyway, so that's another one of the things, whether it's true or not, I don't know. But we'll see.
Yep.
Yeah. The next one.
Nice. I'm looking forward to it.
You say?
Yeah.
So that's,
they're just setting it up for so many different things, aren't they? Like, there's so many different lines that they
paths
can go.
And crossovers and this and that. They're definitely making their bed, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly kicking DC's ass.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dominating it.
Yep.
It's kind of sad. I'd like to see a bit of a fair fight, but at the moment, nothing's really going DC's way.
No.
Oh, what can you do? But anyway, from a plot perspective, I think I thought it was good.
Yeah,
I mean, limited knowledge for me, and you said you didn't have anything.
I had not fucking heard of it before seeing the trailers for it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I thought everything was explained well. You know, you got enough to go to get you by, or, you know, get you through to the next one, or enough to have seen the movie and go, oh, I get it, and then now I want to go do some more reading or whatever, you know.
Yep.
There was enough. So I think, yeah, they covered all angles.
Absolutely.
Which is really good. All right. So, what do you reckon? Best cameos?
Yeah, I didn't have anyone. Like, because I just, you know, I wanted to say John C. Reilly, but he wasn't so much a cameo as one of the
actual characters.
One of the characters.
Yeah.
You know, and Benicio del Toro as well as the collector.
Yep.
But again, another character. So yeah, I didn't really have anyone that stood out for me as a cameo, a best sort of cameo.
Something that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about yourself?
Mate, I'm going to say Thanos.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he made his little appearance.
Yep.
And that's the first one we've actually seen him fully in his, in his clobber.
Because we just heard him in...
at the end of that... Was that Avengers?
Yeah. I thought he was in the... Did we hear him?
In,
what were they talking? I can't... Oh, I'm going to have to watch
he was in. He's in the, like, the post-credits, I'm pretty sure, of the Avengers.
Yeah.
And, you know, Josh Brolin's the...
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't him in that one.
What?
In the very first one. So the actual first scene where he turns his head and smiles, which is at the end of Avengers, that wasn't Josh Brolin.
I thought it was because he was at the Comic-Con panel.
No. He only got chosen after.
Oh. Yeah,
so that was him in Guardians.
Yeah,
he's going to be it now.
Yeah, right.
But, I thought it was good that they put him in there. You know, and they got his daughters. His daughters were there. They say that a few times during the movie. But, I thought his cameo was good. And
We
touched on it just a second ago, but Cosmos. Although he was good. and then I've got the Warlock and that whether or not it was an actual cameo, because we don't really know, it's only speculation, but... I had those down as points to bring up, or cameos as such. But yeah, mate, so that's my thoughts.
Nice.
Wait, was there what about parts? Was there anything that actually didn't make sense to you?
No.
At all? Everything just sort
of
flowed
along? No, I was happy
with
it all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's just the setup movie. Very happy with it. I didn't have anything that I, sitting there afterwards and thinking about it, there wasn't anything that I was like, fuck, they didn't cover that. No.
Yeah.
No. So.
I'm going to go and say that his dad, the dad, little dad issue, that was one that, I know that they're setting it up, but the things I read after, they're not going to follow the same line of what they do in the comics on who his dad is, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
So what do the comics say?
That he's they say he's like an entity or whatever. At the end, he's got something else in his fucking bloody makeup.
Yep.
We kind of knew that from the start.
Yep.
With his mum dying. But in the comics, his dad's Jason, so Jason, and he's the ruler of Spartax. It's a planet, and there's all these different races in the galaxy. And his race is one of the main ones, along with the Krees, I can't remember what they're called. They're in the X-Men. They have these funky hats. Anyway, them, some dudes from a different dimension as well.
Oh, shit, I don't know.
Annihilus, his dimension guys. Some ugly, funky Zerg or something like that. Anyway, they're an actual race. Anyway, that's his dad in the comics. In the movies, though, they're not going in that line. They did hint at that.
Spoilers.
it is. Yeah, I guess. They did hint that they weren't going to follow the comics in that regard. But and now that the recent San Diego, when they told everyone who it is and what he's playing and
Kurt Russell.
Yep. Big dog. Yeah.
Was he? So, was it Snake Bliskin?
Oh, I had an Escape from L.A.
Yeah. Escape from New York, the original.
Escape from New York, yep.
That was like 84, I think, that one came out.
That's a long time ago these days. Yeah.
Oh, Nebula. I've just seen Nebula. Like, I'm just looking at the IMDb with the characters for Guardians 2. I was looking at Guardians 1 and then looking at the characters and Nebula. Is cast again in the second one.
Yeah.
And I just saw that, hang on, where the bloody ought to go?
that she...
It had Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
What the shit?
Yeah, but he hasn't got anything... who he's playing. And actually, that's what I was going to say earlier. Did you get a hint of nostalgia at all during the movie with all the 80s stuff and the music and the...
soundtrack. So let's talk soundtrack.
Yeah, let's might as well.
Absolutely brilliant soundtrack.
Yeah.
I have listened
to... What do the young kids call it these days? It was a banger. Would you...
Oh, well, well done for that Parks and Recreation reference there. Well done. Yep.
Hashtag lol. Hashtag find us on Facebook.
Soundtrack, absolutely brilliant. Come and Get Your Love.
Is it Good Cheers, by that dude.
Yep.
Here we are going. Oh, how's that? We named one song and we like, don't know the rest of it.
Nah, but the whole thing.
Pina Coladas.
Yeah, and.
Ooga, 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 Chaga. that one.
Great soundtrack. They did well with it.
Bit of Dave Bowie on there as well. Oh, the thing right at the end. Jackson 5, was it? Jackson 5. The thing that Groot dances to, that all the girls love. I think, oh, it's so cute little creature.
I'm just looking at the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Mm. It's got set to the backdrop of Awesome Mixtape Number 2. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 continues the team's adventures as they unravel the mystery of Peter Quill's true parentage. Nice.
Well, you know, we can tell him because we know who it is.
Yeah.
And what he is.
You can do it.
No.
Spoiler. No. Okay. Nah. Right, cool.
Oh, yeah, might as well.
All right, yeah, cool.
Yeah, he's a planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the shit?
I don't know. But he's got a uniform. Like, he's got clothing, so he can just transform into a person, I guess.
Is he God?
Well, he must have because...
Is he God?
I don't know. Him and Quill's mum must have done stuff, you know.
That must have hurt.
To get... Yeah. Oh, fucking planet. That'd be shit, wouldn't it?
Anyway,
but I do like it.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to the second one. But yeah, soundtrack absolutely brilliant.
Yep. Good beats.
Yeah. Good catchy 80s tunes.
I bought it.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had to. Got to support. Did you know it was nominated for a Grammy?
What, the soundtrack?
Yeah.
Get out.
No, I'm serious.
But that's awesome.
Yeah.
So it should.
Pretty sure it didn't win, but. Like in the soundtrack, there's actually a soundtrack fucking category or something or other. But anyway, yeah, it was nominated. Oh, that was that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I got another note here, right? With where do you think it hit gold? The movie, and I've written down here the fact that Gunn was able to mix the seriousness with good comedy.
Yep.
Would you agree with what I said there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a slow bit. Like you said, you watched the first 5 minutes.
Yep.
And you're like, yep, cool, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy this, yeah. I don't think there was ever a slow bit in it. For me, anyway.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think now, hey. I'm going to have to agree with you there, probably, as well. Because, I can't think of anywhere that it was a lull, just waiting. Just bottom time. Yeah, because it was kind of full on the whole way, really, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Everything, whenever they weren't in it, like whenever the main characters weren't in it, and it was, the bit for Thanos and, not Thanos, shit. What have I forgotten his name?
CJ. No? What's he look like?
What Ronan.
Oh, yeah.
God, what did I forget his name? Anyway.
Blue dude.
Yeah, with the whole setup for him and everything, that was like... that.
Yeah, was it was necessity. Like, it needed to be done.
That's right. None of it was boring.
Nah.
And with Glenn Close and the other Zendaya...
Nova Corps. Actually, that's what...
Not the Zendaya. When they were talking, and he's like, that's not my problem. Yeah, that was boring.
Well, it was set up.
Yep.
Wasn't it? Like, because that conversation had to happen to sort of set up why, he'd gone rogue and,
Yep.
But, I'd like him to bring in Nova, like the Nova dude. He's an Earth dude. He's like the Nova guy, and he's connected to like Nova intelligence, and he gets all this. He wears a hat and shit and a helmet, Nova helmet, and flies around. And he's really strong. I'd like him to get introduced.
Okay, righto. Which is that a particular direction with like one line of comic?
No, he's in. Oh, he's in, I'm just seeing it from the Annihilation wave, and then goes in the Phylaxis, that storyline I told you to check it out. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's in that. Reed, I think his name is Richard Reed. No, that's the fucking other dude. I can't remember his name off the top of my head now, but I'd like him to be in it because he seems like he's a pretty integral part of the Guardians.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
Yeah, I'd like him to come in at some stage. We'll wait and see.
Yeah.
Nice.
I really don't think they're going to. They had such success with the first one. I think they're only going to do a better job. I'm still yet to watch the Comic-Con panel that had all the Ravagers.
Yeah, check it out, mate.
I'm still yet to watch it, so something else. Did you have a look at the Doctor...
Doctor Strange. Oh, yeah. Send it to me.
After we spoke. Yeah.
Well, it was the trailer yesterday for Suicide.
It was it?
Yeah.
Was it the long one? Or was it a different one?
No, it was a different one, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah.
I think it might have been one of the first ones.
Right.
Not the one that was released.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, okay, it's different.
Well, you said...
Oh, yeah. Watching it, I just thought Inception. That's all I could think of, you know, with the buildings and that moving and... good visual effects, but I've got the.
Was it Inception? Inception meets something? Is that what you?
You did tell me to remember it, didn't you?
Yeah.
And now I've forgotten. I don't.
Shit! I'm pretty sure I said write that down.
Write that down. Yeah.
Look, I'm looking forward to that one. Yeah. Alrighty. Moving along.
Moving right along.
What? Could you think of an alternate ending that would have?
That's a hard one. I don't really think you could have done anything with it. I mean, what they've done was spot on. I mean, that's all we know, but I don't know how you would have an alternate ending with it.
No.
I mean, without, sort of losing what you've already gotten from the movie already.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I was quite happy with it.
Yeah, I mean, I was happy with it.
I really did like this movie. This was this before Deadpool, as I said before Deadpool, this was my favourite Marvel movie.
Yeah, and
having not heard anything about it and coming into it fresh, it was one of my favourite. Like, those two are the top Marvel movies for me.
Yeah, I'll agree with you too. I like the Captain Americas too.
Yeah, they are good. Yeah.
But this, because it was completely new.
Yep.
I hadn't, like I said earlier, I hadn't read into it too much previous, and then it blew me out of the water. I got a good vibe out of it, and it's a good movie to watch and make you feel good.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
What else have we got?
Rumors. We sort of touched on a bit of some rumors. Yeah. With Kurt Russell and we know Sly Stallone's in it. I do know. Mantis, so she's in the comics. She's one of the originals. She's going to be in it as well. She's this psychic bug, cheeky babe. She looks pretty hot in the comics. So I guess she'll probably look hot in the movies if that's what you're after. But she's going to be in it. Damn. And she got a funky last name too. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah, so she's going to be in it. See what I mean? Yeah.
Valvoline.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Know what I mean? Valvoline.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? What other points do we have? We got... Did the movie follow a comic storyline?
Not that I know of. I mean, there's bits and pieces in it that I think might have come from patches, but I don't think it's any particular storyline at all.
Yep. So. Cool. I had no idea anyway.
Yeah, so. No, I didn't know what to expect either. But
yeah.
Yeah, from what I've read,
yeah,
didn't really follow anything.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, man.
Nice. All right. Well, I think that covers all the things with the movie side of the podcast.
Yeah.
All in all, absolutely brilliant movie.
Yep.
Yeah. I'd go so far as to give it a 9 out of 10.
9?
Yeah.
Well,
we didn't rate Deadpool last week.
No, we didn't.
So I'm going to give that a 9 out of 10.
That's a 9.
As well.
Give it a 9.
You give them both 9s as well?
Well, Rotten Tomato gave it 91%.
Oh, wow.
That's good for Rotten Tomato, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know what I gave Deadpool, but... Yeah, I'd give Deadpool 9.
9, yeah.
This is tough because it's...
We've started
high.
And then at some point we're going to have to do...
I'm not going to give it a bad score because
Daredevil.
It's probably one of my favourite. Yeah. I'm going to give it a bad score because I like it. So I'm going to give it a good score. I can't give it a perfect one.
Yeah.
So what's not almost perfect is 9.5 out of 10.
Oh, look out.
Yeah. Wow. I've got to beat you.
No. It's not a competition, mate.
Oh,
it's not a competition.
Okay, sorry.
It's not like sports, you know?
Oh.
Look at that little segue into sports.
I like that. There's a good little segue into sports. We didn't choose what we're going to do next week.
Up to you. I picked this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So up to you, mate.
Let's not do the Deadpool just yet. Let's wait. But how about we do? Let's. I want to do a Captain America one.
Very nice.
But
We can't jump into the second or third. We have to do the first.
Do the first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you want to do the first? But this is, I want to do a movie that sucked. But most of the first ones are good in the Marvel comics movies. Except for Daredevil. I mean, Thor was good. Iron Man, the first one was good.
Yeah.
Second one was kind of... Third one was... That was one series that went down.
Yeah. You know, Ant-Man. I thought Ant-Man was really
funny. I still haven't seen it. What?
Really?
Could that be my homework? Oh. Do we set homework?
Well, clearly we do now.
Fuck it, I just made it hard for myself.
There will be a test. For Ant-Man?
Ant-Man. Yeah, you get that? That was fucking terrible.
That's right.
All right, well, what am I going to do?
Up to you. You pick it.
All right, we'll do first Captain America.
First Captain America. Yeah, all righty.
Peggy's sexy.
Because what?
Peggy's pretty... sexy.
And then, well, you know, we're going to have to then move into, once we've done the movies, we're going to have to then move into the TV shows.
I actually haven't seen any of the Peggy Carter.
Agent Carter one.
Yeah, Agent Carter.
Yeah, they were good.
Unfortunately,
but I was pretty pissed they only did 2 seasons of it, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, she's dead now.
It's not set now. Anyway, spoiler.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Sorry if I ruined anything for anybody out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty, well, we shall move on into sports.
Yep.
Alrighty, what do you want to start with first, mate? Start off with a bit of Major League Baseball?
Let's do it. Let's hit that.
Alright, cool. Yep. Nice.
For the week, so I'll just going to recap on who's on top of the standings.
Yeah, nice.
Again, so we got Baltimore, Cleveland, Texas.
Yep,
nice. The same as last week. Nothing's really moved there. And Washington Cubs and the boys.
Yeah, their Giants are SF. Equal as well. They're just up on percentage.
Percentage, yeah.
Well, actually, that win today should kick them up.
Should put them over, yeah. Because that was the thing. So today they played Baltimore.
Ah, yep.
Yeah. So, but not that. You know, they're a different division. Yeah.
But, league and division, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
But and Toronto has jumped up above Baltimore. With their win today, yep.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Dang. So,
go the Blue Jays.
Got school.
Bit of Canada in there.
Eh?
Canada, eh?
Eh.
Well, speaking of Canada, how's your mum going over there?
Good. She's still cruising around a boat.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Nice. Did she get some Timmy Hortons?
Don't know. Don't know. I did tell her to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I tell you that we didn't actually pay for any Tim Hortons while we were over there on our trip?
I don't understand. Why?
So, for a Christmas present from my sister, I got a Tim Hortons voucher.
Yeah?
It was like $50 or I think it was $50 Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
So
they just went and...
So, yeah, just...
Waved it in their face.
Yeah, no, just this scan, like the,
oh, really?
The barcode thing. Yeah,
pay.
A voucher, okay. Barcode thing, yeah.
Yep.
But because I was on, like, I didn't have a Canadian SIM card to then use the 3G or anything like that.
Right.
Okay. I just took a screenshot of the barcode, so I just kept going to photos and then showing it up. Deep, off it went. So yeah,
thanks very much.
Yeah, I used the entire $50, and I finished off on the last day.
$50 worth of Timmy Hortons.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyone can do that. That's it's delicious.
I miss it.
If anyone's out there that's got Timmy Hortons, I don't know if we said this last week or not.
Yeah.
Feel free to
go treat yourself.
Yeah, treat yourself, and maybe send us some. You can contact us on Facebook.
Yep.
And Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tweet hashtag.
Hashtag lol.
Hashtag ATMAS podcast. Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons.
Yeah. We're not sponsored by Tim Hortons.
No, really, we're not.
But you know,
I'm just going to plug that. Hey,
if someone of Tim Hortons wants to jump sponsor the podcast, then you know, go nuts.
Franchise. Come to Australia.
Yeah. Email us at atmaspodcast at gmail. .com. Yeah.
Email.
Yeah.
It's a way to go these days.
Yeah. All right. So still on the baseball.
Still on baseball.
Cubbies. Yeah. Keep going.
Can I just pause for 2 seconds?
Yeah. Go nuts.
The New York Yankees released A-Rod.
Was he still playing?
I don't think he was, but...
What, was he still contracted to them or something?
Yeah, well, he's released. I did also read that the Marlins may have been looking at him or not, but nothing. No one's confirmed that.
Wow, okay.
Mariners? Mariners or Marlins, either or.
Okay, one of those. Right, started with an M.
So it did start with... Fuck you. It did start with an M.
Okay, righto. I didn't even know he was still playing.
I thought he was.
I can't believe he's still playing. Anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's not now at the moment. He's in between.
Yeah.
So you were going to say the Cubs.
I was going to say the Cubs. So, Back to the Future.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The Cubs were supposed to win the World Series in 2015, right?
Was it when? Yeah, it was last year. Yeah.
Didn't make it.
No, they didn't. But, they were close though, were they?
Well, they didn't win it.
No.
So they
fucked that up. No, they didn't. So they weren't close.
So they fucked that up.
Yeah.
But this year, they're leading their division, and they're actually leading the National League by a lot. So, you know, they're just a year too late for the...
Maybe Back to the Future was out.
So you're saying... Maybe. Back to the Future was a year out, if that's what you're saying.
Maybe it was there, I don't know. Maybe Martin McFly.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Who knows? Well, we've got some two big things in here that...
Yep. Hit me with them.
All right. So the Dodgers had a huge win, 17-10.
Holy shit.
All right.
What's a Pittsburgh?
It's Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh. Right, sorry.
Fuck off. So that's 17. That's fucking huge.
How did you get 17?
Oh, no, and then you got this one, Detroit... Crushed number one seed Texas, 14-3.
Whoa.
That's bending over and just...
Yeah, but Texas, suck it.
Texas. But that's a fucking shellacking, man. That's no lube.
Yeah, but... Yeah. No, none whatsoever.
Damn you. So yeah, that was some results from the week that stood out to me. Because I was like, fuck, man, that's big.
Yeah. And we had a win today.
Yeah, I saw that.
We being the Giants, we support the San Francisco Giants.
I do also like Red Sox too.
Yeah, nice. Have you watched that 4 Days in October?
Cardinals one.
No. The Red Sox.
No.
So it's 4 Days in October. It's a ESPN 30 for 30.
I still haven't watched any of them.
Yeah, 4 Days in October, and it's about the Red Sox coming back from 3-1 in the
World Series,
the American League final in 2004.
Worth a look.
Yeah, shit, yeah,
right.
Yeah, so they came. So obviously, you know, they came back from 3-1 down to the Yankees to win that series 4-3,
right,
and then go on to win the first World Series since
before.
They traded Babe Ruth. So
that's big.
Those 4 games to turn around and win those, yeah. Or the 4 days in October, yeah. It's actually really good. All right, do yourself a favour, have a look at it.
I will.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, actually, just why I go for Boston as well.
Yeah.
So, my mate SK, I was overseas with,
right.
The American guy, is from Boston, right? Boy. So, this is a good feel-good story, right? So, his mum was a bit crook, and she went to a game, and this is why he was over overseas with me.
Oh, they did it.
Yeah. So, she went and bought a jersey, right? And then, because it was a... There wasn't many people there, so she got to go right into the dugout. And this Ellsbury, he's not with them anymore. But he was injured at the time. He was in the dugout. Anyway, he's looked over and he's seen Sean's mum sitting there with this jersey. And he's like, just cruised over, popped his head up. I'm like, oh, excuse me, man. Who's the jersey for? She's like, oh, it's for my son. He's currently overseas with the US Army, you know, serving the country, all the rest of it. And he's like, oh, can I sign it? And she's like, yeah, of course. So he just takes it in and signs and gets some other people in the dugout to sign it as well. And then comes back with one of this security guard, this big black security guard, gives her the jersey back and goes, after the game, this is Fred. I don't know his name was. Fred. Fred's going to come to you after the game and grab you. Is that okay? She's like, all right. Yeah, no worries. After the game, Fred comes up, grabs her, takes her down into the dugout, into the changing rooms. Meets all the players, they all sign the jersey, They sign a ball, she gets photos and all this kind of stuff, you know, because SK's overseas. Oh, that would never happen in Australia.
No.
That was just fucking awesome.
The Americans do really appreciate their military, don't they?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's... I thought it was outstanding, so that's why I'm like...
Yep. No.
Red Sox, man, fucking oath.
Absolutely. Yep.
Red hot.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, that does hit you right in the feels, doesn't it?
Feel good story, eh? Yeah.
Yep. No,
yeah.
That's very good.
So, moving on.
Yep. Alrighty, so so you got your trade story there with
A-Rod. A-Rod.
It's funny in that A-Rod does a thing in that World Series that four days thing that you got to watch. Yeah, yep. When you see it, you'll be like, you fucking tool.
Yeah. Cocksucker.
Yep.
What happened in NHL? Dave?
NHL still in the off season.
Going this week.
Yeah, actually, I'm a little bit. A little bit shocked and...
Dave, can you tell me?
Okay, I will. The Colorado Avalanche, the team that I support...
I thought you went for the Panthers.
No, that's you. Dopey. So Colorado Avalanche, their coach and vice VP of player management, Patrick Waugh, former goalkeeper, has resigned.
Really?
Yeah. So that's a little bit concerning as
to...
Is
he a good coach? Or?
Yeah, I thought he was a great coach. And I think it was good that he was there because he was a player there. When I started following ice hockey and following the Avalanche, he was the goalkeeper.
Okay.
For the team at that time. The team was originally the Quebec Nordiques, and they folded and moved them to Colorado.
Yep. I didn't know this.
And he was the goalie there. Okay. So, yeah, I've...
So he's Canadian?
He is, yes. He's from Quebec. So he coached up there, and his son is a goalie as well, playing up in the Quebec leagues. Coaching in Quebec, and then before he moved to the NHL.
What's the league below?
Because the AHL.
They're the ones you went and seen.
I went and saw the Marlies game.
Right, yeah, you went Toronto. And saw the other, yeah, yep. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we went and saw the Marlies, which is Toronto Maple Leafs feeder club. Mm-hmm. We saw them play the Birmingham Senators, which is the Ottawa Senators feeder club. Right. To which we went and saw the Avalanche play the Senators the following week, or within that same week. Up in Ottawa. And they didn't give me a puck, bastards. Anyway.
Assholes.
Yeah. We had a sign. We had like Aussie Avalanche supporters from Australia. Can we have a puck? They didn't give it. I saw one of the Avalanche players read the sign and sort of go, ha, and then nothing. I was like, fucking jerks.
Fuck you.
But anyway. Obviously, they haven't made a decision on who the new coach is going to be. Haven't hired anyone yet. But that's something that is concerning.
Watch this space.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
All right.
Another thing as well, the Las Vegas team. that's going to be in the league from 2017-2018 season. They've come close on picking the name for the team.
Which?
They've decided on three. The Las Vegas Desert Hawk, Red Hawks, and Nighthawks. I really like the Nighthawks because it was a Mortal Kombat character.
Nighthawk?
Yeah. Remember the Indian guy?
Dude. Yeah. Through the
axe.
Like, yeah.
And then he'd turn into a wolf.
Yeah, yeah,
animalities.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So I'd always play Mortal Kombat as Nighthawk. Nighthawk. So,
Nighthawk?
Yeah, Nighthawk. Sorry.
You said Nightwolf.
I did say Nightwolf. My bad.
Because that was a wolf.
That was... Fuck, I fucked that up, didn't I? Anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not live, man. We can end this out.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're going to leave that because I fucked up. Obviously, the Montreal Canadiens, the captain, he's come out and said that he's looking forward to seeing how it goes with the new defenseman, Shea Weber.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big trade in the offseason. PK Subban is he's a big member of the society up
there. Wayne Gretzky?
No, definitely nowhere near that class.
Okay. Right.
But he does a lot of things for the community.
Yeah.
Big with the charities up there.
Okay.
They traded, so Montreal and Nashville just did a player swap for the two defensemen, Shea Weber. He was actually the captain of Nashville Predators, and PK Subban. So they just swapped them out. And
that's big?
That was a big trade, yeah. That was because the GM had been saying, I'm not looking to trade PK.
He's happy here.
And then bang,
boom,
first day trade gone.
Yeah. Oh, but that's
it happens.
It
all
seems
the time.
To be a thing, with sport, especially nowadays. It's all about money.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, there was a lot of things, a few podcasts that I listened to that they were trying to still work out who got the better deal out of that.
What do you think? Who would you say got?
I'd say Montreal got the better deal, to be honest.
Yeah.
Shea Weber's is an awesome defenseman. PK's good.
But
what I found was Shea Weber was good when he... It's hard to explain. It was as if PK, when the Montreal Canadiens lost Carey Price, their main goalie,
yep,
and they were with the second and third string goalies for most of the season last year.
Last season.
PK didn't really perform. It was as if he only could perform when he needed the strong goalie. Yep. But Weber, he was just constantly good all the way through.
Okay.
Nashville made the playoffs. Like, they were in the playoffs. Montreal didn't even qualify for the playoffs. So I'm pretty confident the Montreal have got the better deal.
Out of that trade, trying to build something around this guy, or
around PK,
maybe.
He's a lot younger than Weber. So, but the one thing as well, Weber has he's got the for the All Star games, he's got the hardest shot.
Ah,
yeah.
Because you know how on the NBA, you know, they try and if they can get a superstar, you know, there's that superstar drawing power where, you know, it might take a hit. He might not be the best player for them, but he will bring, players, you know, or, you know, that other type of players might work well with him. Do you reckon he might fit in that sort of category? Or?
Yeah, he might. But Nashville's still got a pretty strong team. Yeah. The Swedish guy, Forsberg, he's fantastic, and he's only getting better.
Young guy? Or?
Yeah, no, young guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Nashville's a really good team. I'm very confident that they'll go well again this season.
That kicks off
October. Yep.
Right.
So the World Cup's actually before that.
Really?
Yeah. So it's the end of September.
We spoke briefly
about
the World
Cup. 17th of September. Yeah. 17th of September
to Mac's birthday. Greg McCann.
Happy birthday, Greg. Yep. Shout out. Yeah, so I think 17th of September to, it was the 9th or 8th.
Oh, so it goes for a bit. And you said it's in Canada too, isn't it?
It's in Toronto.
Yeah, right.
Let me just pull up those
dates.
Yeah.
Well, just while you're doing that, I'm just going quickly, because I had one note for NHL, because I know zero,
yep.
But mine was Gabe Raves.
Because
after we did that podcast last week. We went to the Braves game. It was cold as fuck. God. But
10,
man, was it
10-9?
I don't know how many goals. What was it at 3?
Oh, they were down 7, 7-2, 7-3? 7-3.
7-3?
To get back to
8-7.
Yeah, insane.
Man, that was a good atmosphere. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they knocked them off on Sunday night.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I think it was 4-3. I think
it was a lot closer.
Yeah. A lot less goals.
everyone was very far. There was a few stinks, which was good. Oh. Didn't really see too many punches from them, but there was a few stinks, and there was that toss pot in front of us.
Oh, my God.
He was fucking a loser.
Toothless wanker.
Yeah, in front. 50 pack a day, fucking.
Mate, look, I don't have a problem with people yelling out at a game, but when there's small kids around, don't go dropping C-bombs. You know?
That's all well and good to say it
with your mates.
Yeah.
You know, C-bomb around kids, come on. Just tone it down.
It's a bit rough, guys. It's not hard.
Yeah. So
use a bit of wit.
Just a bit of fucking common sense, to be honest.
All that.
Yeah.
So World Cup. What dates you got?
So to the 1st, sorry. September the 17th to October the 1st.
Right.
We've got Team Canada, Team Czech Republic, Team Finland, Team Russia, Team Sweden, Team USA. Now, these next two teams, Team Europe and Team North America.
What the hell? So this is like the...
Do you remember back in the late 90s, early 2000s, or mid-90s, when Australia A...
With the cricket.
So it's like what these guys are. So Team Europe, Team North America. It's kind of like the best of the guys from Europe, and
they've got a lot of talent.
Yes,
and they want to play them.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
give them that level of experience.
All right, okay. I love the concept. That's good.
So that's going to be good. I'm looking forward to that. So that's before the actual 2016-2017 season
starts, and that kicks off
2017, sorry. Season kicks off. Yep. And that's pretty sure that's the 9th, 10th of October. That's where I was getting those dates from. Yeah.
Well, so, I'm going to watch some.
You're going to watch some NHL this year?
Well, by watch, I'll follow.
Right, good.
I'll follow it, yeah.
Yep.
Just to get an idea.
Do you want me to tweet at you what the scores are?
No, I'll be right. Okay, you can if you want.
Okay, so you're going to follow it. Who are you going to go for?
I've got my team.
The Florida Panthers?
Yeah, because I've seen them.
Because you've seen them.
I've seen them. Yeah. New York Islanders.
Yeah, how many scraps were in that one?
Well, they called off. Well, I remember, yeah, because the Rangers were in town just previously. Yeah, and they called that one off. And they called my mate to me, like, oh, they called Neville, we missed the wrong fucking game. And then, and he didn't fucking book transfers, so he had a cab from South Beach to fucking Fort Lauderdale. Fuck, man. Shit. But anyway. Organise transport next time. Do your job.
Yeah.
So the Panthers played the Islanders and they called off, not long before the end, but there was a beef right at the end and it was fucking
keep it up.
Yeah, I was pretty stoked, mate. And I got a puck.
Oh, you jerk.
That I bought.
Why are you going to do that?
I bought it.
Oh, God.
I bought it from the thing. They didn't give me one.
Hey, so pucks, that was what...
what's your language?
Yeah. Touring around Canada, collecting pucks. So I went to Calgary last year, and I collected a puck that had the Calgary Tower on it.
Okay.
When I went this year, I was like, all right, I'm going to collect a puck from everywhere I go. Well, everywhere that has pucks.
Had pucks.
So Canada. LA, so California. Yeah, no.
No,
so
no pucks. Just bikini clad fridge magnets.
Nah.
No.
No. LA shit. I fucking hate LA.
I've never been to LAX.
That's just as bad. Yeah.
Some dude trying to want some money from us. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. No, but I got Toronto, Ottawa. Sorry, Toronto, Quebec, Montreal, Ottawa. Got all pucks from all that and Calgary. So, yeah. Yeah. Just a little side note there.
Yeah, that was good.
Yep. All right, cool. Let's move on to the NBA.
NBA, so I'm just going to...
Bit of B-ball.
I've got one note, because there's only just fucking free agency trades, but this and that. There wasn't really much that went on this week of note anyway. But my big one is the Olympics. Basketball's happening in the Olympics.
Yep.
There's been some good games. I'm going to bring up the Aussies game. We're Aussies. I didn't actually see the Aussies play the Yanks.
Oh, didn't you?
Yeah. Nah. busy.
Yep.
That's another fucking story. But anyway, just the reports I read after that the Yanks were fucking whinging about us being dirty.
They knew that going in. That's how we play. To me, it's not dirty.
It's fucking just pride and
having a fucking
having
go.
A dig. And just being determined. That's not dirty. That's being dirty. And I'll tell you what's dirty. This is the thing that fucking annoyed me, right? It's close to my heart, David.
All right, sounds like it. Yeah. Laid on me, brother.
Draymond Green, in the postseason, was kicking every motherfucker in the nuts. That is dirty.
What?
Yeah, you didn't see him? Like, yeah, he was kicking. He got done twice in a game for kicking Steve Adams in the nuts, and then one previous in one of the games they played
what
against Houston. You know, they said it was, I think he got flagrant fair, and it come to the point where if he had done something similar again or got a flagrant, he was going to miss a game, and he ended up missing a game. He's a grub. So
yeah,
I thought it was quite hypocritical
ones,
that for
idiots.
The Yanks to go, oh, they're so dirty. Man up. Stop being fucking pussies.
Yeah, you're getting
that's
paid.
What I think.
Fucking
yeah! You're living on a fucking yacht. We said it last week. It must be fucking hard. Fuck you.
All right. So, that was a good game. It blew out a little bit at the end there.
I think we played well.
We played well up until about halfway into that fourth quarter.
Yep.
We just didn't have the staying power. And Bogut said the same, in a post interview. It was good. He's like, yeah, we almost won, but we didn't win. That was what we came here to do. We didn't win. Doesn't matter if we went well
that's
against
right.
them.
And, you know,
we didn't win.
I totally agree
and
with
that. That's
there.
Fucking good.
Yeah, because that's when you're at that level, you want to win. That's what you're doing.
Give a shit if it's fucking.
Yeah,
or
you get a pat on the back.
Team USA.
Participation. Fuck off. You don't commit participation, you might get a fucking win.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what they're allowed to do. That's what everyone's allowed to do at the Olympics. You don't just go there just to be.
Yeah.
Well, some people probably just go in there like fucking that big dude from Ethiopia, the swimmer. That.
Yeah, good on him.
Yeah.
Good on him.
And Eric Eel.
Oh, he was champion. Eric. And the movie that's out now.
Eagle.
Eddie the Eagle.
Yeah.
I do remember watching those Olympics with him in it.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
No, I can't.
Oh, don't you?
No.
Oh, see, I love Olympics. So, be it winter
you're
or
the
summer.
Love it.
Yeah,
Pyrrhic Olympics.
Yeah.
You're the pride.
Yep. Wish I could have gone.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to the Sydney? Were you?
No.
You didn't
I
go
was,
to Sydney?
No, nah, man. I was still in Ipswich.
Yeah.
I was only a year out of school.
So yeah, with that still on basketball
game,
Serbia against the
Yanks.
Team USA.
Yeah, they got
that
close.
Was a lot fucking closer than us.
Yeah,
do we have Serbia?
We've
do we
beaten.
Have to play them?
We've already beaten.
We've already beaten them, have we?
Yeah. So
giddy up. So who have we got left?
Venezuela.
Right. Okay.
Venezuela.
So we beat China very easily.
Yeah, rested Bogut. And I'm pretty sure we rested Paddy and Deli too for a good part of the game. They still played, but they didn't get as many minutes.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
Have you been watching stuff just on the TV, or have you had stuff from your
bits and pieces? I've been getting notifications around like that.
Yeah, right.
Rach has, but yeah, I haven't. Like, if it's on at work, I'll see a bit here and there. But
yeah.
Just back to Bogut. Kudos to him. Because actually, even Koshy had a dig and saying that's not the attitude to have, you know.
Just go in there to do your best against them.
Yeah.
Because then
conclusion. Because when he had the interview, he said, that's not really, you know, the best thing to say. Like, fuck up, Koshy, what are you? You're a fucking Muppet.
Yeah, you try doing it.
Yeah, that's
how's
right.
How's Port Adelaide going, Koshy?
Fuck off, Koshy.
All right.
Let's get down to the nitty-gritty here, mate. Let's get down to something that's close to both our hearts. And we know something kicked off today.
It did. Well, it kicked off on Friday. But for
it kicked
us,
off on the Friday.
For us.
That's right. But for us, it kicked off.
NFL preseason.
Boom.
NFL, baby.
Boom shakalaka.
NFL.
NBA Jam.
Alrighty. Seahawks.
Did you see it?
I didn't watch the game. I watched a condensed game.
Oh, okay.
Thanks to the NFL Game Pass app.
If you're listening NFL, you can give us free user if you want.
Yep. Thanks for that. Yep.
Thank you.
Thoughts? Bit scrappy, to be honest, mate.
Yeah.
First
hit out.
Yep, defense. Obviously, there's a few new people in
the D.
So they haven't formed that bond.
Yep.
Yet.
We just finished each other's sentence.
I know.
Oh my god.
So that's only going to come with time.
Yeah. And they're still working it. Getting combinations.
Absolutely.
I was, because I only watched the first half, and then I wanted to go to the grocery shopping, because that's what I wanted to do. My wife didn't tell me to do it. I wanted to do it, because I'm the man, and I do what I want. But so I only watched the first half.
She's going to listen to this, right?
No, she's not.
Yeah, sure.
Good luck. I'm sorry, Dan.
So I'll be recording the next podcast by myself. Adam will have a broken jaw.
Probably. That's probably
I'm joking.
Yeah, it's not that bad. But the first half, like Russ, he threw three or six.
He didn't intercept. Play much at all.
Nah, yeah. Six throws, man. One was innocent. But yeah, he looked all right.
Yeah.
T, who surprised me was Michaels. His few runs at the start.
Yep.
Larkin lit it up.
Yep.
He was just, you could tell he's focused and he's on a mission.
Yeah.
Like he wants to be a backup RB.
Yep.
Rawls is Rawls is back too.
Yeah.
He was probable, but I don't think they were ever going to play him.
No.
But he's back at training. I don't know how much doing, but I'm tipping that he's going to be the starting RB. I think Michaels wants that second spot. And after his, he ran marginally today, and you know, there's three other preseason games to go. But man, he's stepping up.
Yeah,
he's ferocious. Hey, love the fire.
Yep,
love the fire.
Look, I didn't think the number two QB.
Trevon, is it Trevon or something?
No, Boykin.
Boykin, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think he was going all that well, to be honest. You haven't seen how they won.
I know they won.
Yeah.
But
they're down. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
You go. Tell me what you're going
to say. Well, I just want to say, because I think this is right at the end, yeah?
Yeah.
So to the back end of the second half. So they got the 2-minute warning with him.
Yep.
And when it was rush play, he was making good plays.
Yeah, he was moving.
No huddles. He's like, "Yeah, we're going down there." It was all on the floor,
scrambling out of the pocket.
Yeah, he was
what
good
needed to be done.
And
yeah.
One of the guys even commented on it that it seems to be when it's slow and you get in the huddle, he's making errors. You know, he's overthinking it.
He needs that pressure.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, that's a good thing, really.
Yeah.
You know. So from that sort of thing, it was good. But yeah, so what was the back end? What was the last
minute?
Yeah,
we're down 16-9.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yep.
We do a drive and we get to the 40.
Yep.
Off a couple of plays.
Good.
And then
good plays.
Yeah, good long passes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And then it's the last seconds of the game.
Yep.
He scrambles out of the pocket and throws a Hail Mary. To a wide receiver in the end zone.
Yep.
Touchdown.
Boom. That's why they do it.
And then they run a two-point...
Oh, two did
point
they?
Two-point conversion to win 17-16.
Of course.
Yep.
Yep, 5-16. Yeah, of course.
So it was as if, like... I wasn't impressed with him until the fucking last minute.
Pressure. There it is.
Game was on the line.
Was it...
And he fucking held
it. Was it that fast-paced...
Yeah.
It was. So, well,
yeah,
they had no timeouts left. Yeah, nice.
So they were on the clock. They had to rush it. So.
Well, I'm keen to see next week to see how he... Because he'll be getting a run again, for sure.
Yep. But they had the other quarterback as well, Heaps, I think his name was. Number five, yeah.
He
wasn't all that good either. He had a couple of good little plays, but... You know,
did he get a run?
Yeah, he had a run as well.
Oh.
So they brought Boykin in, and then they brought Heaps in, and then they brought Boykin back in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, because I thought he must have played the whole game.
No.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Yeah, so it was like quarter and a half for...
Okay, so it was after half-time they must have brought him in.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's something forward to next week. I don't think Russ would be too worried about his. He threw an intercept. Who cares? Pre-season game.
Fucking big bird just almost flew into your window then. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I think it fucking was almost a pterodactyl.
Oh, did you see that thing this week with... The picture of Jurassic Park, the movie, years ago.
Oh, right, yeah. Not the theme park.
Not the theme park. Not the real one that's
not the, real
like the
one.
Coast of Costa Rica.
Yeah,
not
cool.
That one.
Not that one, right. Cool.
But the book and the movie, yeah. there was this picture that's been circling, and I just saw something on the internet, on the line.
You saw it on the line. Yep.
I had Steven Spielberg lying down, or sitting next to, or crouched next to a lion, sitting, crouching, all the same thing, next to this Triceratops. And they've gone around... this UK, this like really near fucking subway or whatever, asking people, do you believe, like, you know, hunting? Like, it's a hunting picture. And
no.
People were like, oh my God, it's a rhinoceros. I can't believe, you know, that's cruel. That's so cruel, they're killing a rhinoceros. And so I was like, is that a dinosaur? Oh my God, he killed a dinosaur? And some people got it and like, oh, it's just fucking Steven Spielberg. But other people actually thought that he killed a rhinoceros to start with. And then what made it worse was other people actually thought it was a real fucking dinosaur.
Holy shit. Was that like...
It was a younger generation.
The Chasers type sort of show?
Oh, it may have been. Yeah. It may have been, yeah. But... what?
Why? Why, people?
It wasn't why? Gen Y. What's the one...
No, I'm just saying why. Why? Why? Oh. What the fuck?
What's after us? What's after Gen... Because we're... I'm Gen Y, unfortunately. What's one? Is it Gen... I don't know.
Is it, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know. I guess so.
They're fucking dumb, whatever it is.
Yeah, I've just proved that I'm fucking dumb too, because I didn't know what the next generation was. But...
All right, moving on.
You're happy with that. Did you watch any other games for the
I did NFL? Yesterday. I watched a little bit of the Cards in Oakland, because I wanted to see Bruce Irvine.
Oakland ran away with that one, didn't they?
I didn't watch the whole game. Oh, okay. No, I didn't watch the whole game. So I only watched watched a little bit at the start. Just to see, and then I got yelled at to make dinner.
Stop saying these things, Adam.
Nah, I didn't. I didn't finish it. But Carson Palmer, he's a class act, really, isn't he? No? Don't agree with
31 him? 31 to 10.
31 to 10, was it? The score?
Yeah.
Carson Palmer, class act. Don't like him?
It doesn't impress me.
That impressed you much?
No.
He's no Russ Wilson. That's for sure.
That's true. Yeah.
He's no boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mate.
Yeah. I got some other sports. What do you got?
I'm just going to say the Olympics.
Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. You probably got more than me, but my only thing with the Olympics is Phelps has got more gold medals than us. Our whole country.
Yeah, I did say that. Yeah. He's rated, if Phelps was a country, he's rated. Sixth or seventh or something like that. Yeah.
That poor bastard. Well done, though, mate.
Yeah,
good on you.
Yeah. I was just going to say I'm happy with all the Aussies' performance.
Yeah, for sure.
And the media can go and get stuffed with the pressure that they're putting on the people.
Yep.
Like the athletes, expecting them to win gold.
Yeah.
You know, they're competing. You know, actually, if they don't do it, be there for them to support them. Don't fucking bag them out that they didn't win. In your post performance interviews,
because that's hard, you know. Yeah, you've just lost shit to watch, whatever, and you're gonna face up.
They
and
got beat.
Talk to these peanuts.
They got beat. Someone was better than them on the day.
That's right.
They got beat.
It's just the way it is.
They're gonna take that and they're gonna go and they're gonna do better in the next one. You know, so get off their back.
Yeah, fuck off, media.
I got the Swans. Swans had a good win. Swannies. Last night.
Swannies.
Looking good. They played St Kilda down in Melbourne.
Okay.
Got up by 70.
Yep.
Looking good. Coming second at the moment.
Brisbane Lions won. I don't know if you...
Yeah.
Didn't see that or not.
Over Carlton.
Go Lions. Yeah, I know that is, we didn't have to say who they were against. We're just...
I did.
Yeah, we could just left it with Lions won. Yeah, all right, cool.
But I do have to mention the game for the Giants and the Eagles played last night in Sydney.
Yeah.
The last 8 minutes of the game was
you
just,
watch it?
Yeah. Yep. I actually only just watched the last 8 minutes, but it was a cracking finish to the game. There was an injury that happened to one of the GWS players and stopped the game for about I think it was about 10 minutes, yeah. And GWS were up by about 3 goals with the 8 minutes left to play.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it was just a tough battle and well played.
Brutal?
The Eagles, yeah.
Yeah?
Yep. So
I saw Nick-Nack was...
Nick-Nack kicked the winning goal.
Yeah. I saw him kick the goal.
Yeah.
They'll show that on the ABC.
Yeah.
But was that his first game back?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Don't know. Because I know he's been out for a bit.
I'm not sure. Yeah, but in other sports, obviously, the Bledisloe is
coming up
next weekend.
It is.
Kicks off in Sydney. I'm heading up there to watch that, so that'll be good. But saw Stephen Moore
in
the shops at Madura on yesterday when we went and did the grocery
shop. Oh, down... Yeah.
Just in the shop. I'm like, that's Stephen Moore.
Shouldn't you be at training?
That's what I thought. Like, shouldn't you be in camp? Yeah.
Unless I had the weekend off or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, do you know what I'm not too impressed with? Actually, I've got a beef.
Righto.
So they get 10 grand each in... This is according to Fox Sports. So how true is that, I don't know. But for my purposes, that pisses me off. They get 10K playing fees, match fees for each game. So that England series that we got pumped just recently...
They should give their money back.
They should give their fucking money. Or they should give it to charity.
Yeah.
Especially you, Phelps. Phipps. Nick Phipps. I can't even say your name. Phelps is up there, but you, Phipps.
Yeah. How many goals did you kick, mate?
None. Shit. Rubbish.
Yeah.
Passing to no one. Fucking hell. Anyway.
Nice. Well, mate, that's all I've got, eh?
Same, buddy.
Yeah, nice. Well, it's been good chatting. So,
thanks very much.
So what are we going to do? We're going to do Captain America.
We'll cap the first Avenger.
First one.
So we'll cover off on that.
Yeah, nice. So that'll be good. Righto. Well,
all right,
on that note, till next time, mate.
Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.